Well, that was great harmony from John Denver and Mama Cass Elliott leaving on a jet plane.
And they both left us.
They certainly did. The Holmes children have been described by Forbes magazine as the world's most travelled children. By the age of 9 and 7, they had visited 67 countries. For a 5-year period with their mother, Erin, they were world nomads. Now they are living in Australia, from where, actually in Melbourne, from where Graham Kemlow spoke to Erin Holmes this afternoon.
Yeah, hi, Erin.
Hi, how are you going?
Well, you sound like you've had a fantastic life, and your kids were described by Forbes as the most travelled kids in the world. Is that right?
Yes, by 6 and 7, they had done 67 countries.
Wow. How many countries are there?
That's a good question. Depends which list you're going on.
You didn't keep going.
Not yet.
Okay. So how did you come to do that? Where did you start off from? And just tell me a little bit of your story for that 5-year period of living a nomadic life.
Sure. It all started back in May 2012. My husband at the time had been trying to convince me to travel for quite a while, and I thought it was quite madness. And then in May 2012, I finally agreed to a 6-month journey. I thought that'd be a bit of an adventure, not too hard to swallow.
Mm-hmm.
And we left. We booked a 1-way ticket to Bali with our 2- and 3-year-old at the time.
Yeah.
And we kept going. We didn't return for 5 years.
Oh, I mean, is it easy to do that?
It is if you have a business you can work on with your laptop and Wi-Fi.
Right.
We were off in a good position where we ran a web design company. So as long as we had our laptops and the Wi-Fi, we could continue working as if we were at home.
Okay. So where did you head from Bali? Somewhere into Asia?
Yeah, we did 6 months in Southeast Asia. And at the end of that 6 months, I thought, you know what, this is working. Let's go further afield. And we then did North America, the Middle East, Europe. It just kept going.
What was the best country you visited?
Oh, I don't really have best countries. I have countries that impacted me the most by the experiences I did in them.
I'm happy to have that.
And I think hot air ballooning in Turkey, in Cappadocia, was one of my favourite things to do.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. I've seen images of that. It's really incredibly attractive because you've got all of that colourful sand and rock down on the ground, haven't you?
It's like nowhere else in the world. I think that's why it's so amazing. It just looks so alien and foreign, the landscapes.
And lots of balloons, not just one or two.
That's right. I think they have some going up between 80 and 90 every morning.
Well, that sounds incredible. And how were the kids coping with this? Did they mind that they may not get to sleep in the same bed more than a few nights?
Yeah, I had two very different personalities in my children. My daughter is very much like me, excitement-driven, ready for the new adventure every corner. My son is a little bit more of a homebody, and he did struggle with the constant moving. We tried to balance that up by often doing a few fast trips for about 2 weeks, and then we would get a place for a month and just catch up on schoolwork, our work, and planning the next journey to where we were going to go.
So in order to find accommodation, there wouldn't have been Airbnb back in 2012, or it wouldn't have been very well known. What did you do? How did you get by with that?
Yeah, a lot of our short trips, the 2-week trips, we would just go into hotels.
Right.
But the more month long stays, we did use Airbnb the majority of the time.
You did? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, maybe I hadn't caught up with it by then. were you homeschooling the kids? How did you operate there? I guess for a few years you didn't have to worry.
Well, that's right. When they were 2 and 3, it wasn't even something I considered. And then all of a sudden we were traveling and I was like, saw all my friends putting pictures up on Facebook of our first day of school. And I was like, oh my gosh, I hadn't even considered this.
Right.
So we did a very popular term called unschooling or world schooling.
Yeah.
And that was that the travel provided their schooling. We also substituted it with a few learning books on reading, writing, mathematics. Okay. But a majority of their learning came from travel. For instance, in Mexico, we swam with whale sharks. and my kids got to swim with the whale sharks. But to leading into that, we did some YouTube videos and Google searches on what whale sharks ate and how they swam from, you know, one place to the other and how big they were. So a lot of their learning revolved around whatever we were, wherever we were at the time.
And the whale sharks didn't appear to eat small children.
No, they only eat plankton, thank goodness, because well, I was worried.
That was lucky. And did the kids pick up any sort of foreign languages? How did that work out?
Yes, they learned how to count in four different languages. Okay. When we're in Bali, they attended a local daycare and learned Indonesian. Mm-hmm. When we're in Malaysia, they learned Chinese. The biggest language they picked up was during our time in Mexico. I hired a Spanish tutor for them, and they picked up a lot of Spanish, which they now do at school.
Oh, well, that sounds fantastic. Now, you brought them back to Australia. I think your mother lives here, doesn't she?
So I'm originally from Perth, but I came to visit my parents in Melbourne, and I'm actually still here in Melbourne.
Oh, you're in Melbourne. Okay. And so now you've returned to some sort of normality, would you say?
Yes, I've rented a house and my children attend school. It's very normal.
How do the kids get on at school?
Oh, it was so amazing for them. I actually didn't plan on staying. I just thought, you know what, I'd like a term off. I'm going to just put the kids in for a term, catch up on, you know, I wanted to lose some weight and focus on my business, and they didn't want to leave. I was like, guys, like, we have this amazing life. And they were like, nope, we love it. We love getting invited to parties, and we love doing, like, extracurricular activities like karate and gymnastics.
Right.
And I was like, well, you know what? My kids are only kids to me for a little while.
That's right.
I can travel when they leave. For now, this is their new adventure, and I'm happy for them.
Yeah. Well, maybe I should say g'day to the kids, Mia and Caius. Who's there that I can talk to now? We're on Skype, folks, so we're just putting on a headset. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
How old are you, Mia?
10 years old.
And what grade are you in?
5.
Okay, and how do you find schoolwork compared to what you used to do, just sort of learning on the road?
I find it, like, more interesting, and you can do lots of different stuff instead of what the book tells you.
You've got an interesting accent. I reckon you've got a mid-Pacific Spanish accent, Mia.
Yeah.
Yeah? Do the kids say that at school?
Sort of.
Yeah. And overall, would you say you enjoyed the 5 years you spent on the road with Mum and Dad?
Yeah. I like seeing new adventures and stuff that I've never seen before, yeah.
And if someone asked you how many countries did you visit, you know how many, don't you?
Yeah.
Can you name them?
57, Hong Kong, New York.
No, I'm only kidding. But so you did take it all in?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds fantastic. Is your brother there?
Yes.
Let me talk to Caius. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Caius. How are you?
Good.
What sort of an accent have you got?
I don't know.
I don't think you don't sound like an Aussie yet. Maybe you will in another year. And did you enjoy time on the road, the 5 years you spent travelling around the world?
Yeah.
What was your favourite country?
I don't know.
You don't remember? Where did you have the most fun?
Finland.
In Finland?
Yeah.
What did you do there?
We met Santa Claus.
Oh, okay. Is that where he lives?
Pardon?
Is that where he lives?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, well, you're up near the North Pole then. And was it pretty cold up there?
Yes.
Okay, what grade are you in, Caius?
4.
Grade 4. And how do you find the working in a normal school? Do you enjoy
relaxing.
It? Relaxing. Relaxing. Oh, I suppose being on the move a lot wouldn't be very relaxing, would it?
Yeah.
Okay, but you've made lots of friends, obviously, back here in Australia, and you go to parties and pool gatherings and all sorts of things like that. What do you do? Do you have a hobby?
No.
No?
Not really.
You do karate or basketball or?
I do karate.
Okay. And you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, lovely to speak with you, Caius. Put Mum back on, mate.
Bye.
All right, see you later.
Okay, back
well,
again.
Well, Erin, they do sound like children of the world. That's a really interesting accent they've got. I can sort of pick up the Spanish bit.
And my son learned to mostly talk while we were actually travelling around the US, so he has quite a heavy American accent.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. No, look, I think it's obviously great, and the fact that they're back in school enjoying it, it's a good sign.
It was... it was a little bit horrifying because he started calling me mom and I had to keep saying it's mum. And I was like, what's going on? We need to go back to Australia and eat Vegemite.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Erin, yeah, congratulations on what you did. I think world schooling, as you describe it, hasn't hurt your kids at all by the sound of things, and opened a lot of opportunities for them, I would say, down the track.
Yeah, one of my favourite things that we took away from all this was the Mia's teachers had an interview with me at the parent-teacher interview, and he said that when they were talking about whale sharks in class that he had mentioned something and Mia had stuck up her hand and said, excuse me, I swam with whale sharks and that's incorrect. They actually do blah, 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 blah. he was like, her knowledge was incredible, her firsthand knowledge, and I was so proud of her.
Good
for
on
that.
You. Fantastic. Well, Erin, thanks for getting in touch with us, Travel Writers Radio. We love to hear real, authentic stories of what people have done and how. And I think you've taken on a bigger challenge than a lot of people would readily do. But welcome back to civilization, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your days here in Australia.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was Erin Holmes there, travel nomad, speaking with me from Melbourne.
Yes, that's Graham Kemlow.